How to get content into participants' long-term memory. There are several parts of the brain for information to pass through if you want it to make its way to long-term memory. The pathway starts with the RAS, which is the reticular activating system, followed by the amygdala, then the hippocampus, and finally enters the prefrontal cortex, or what we might know as long-term memory. The only thing is, your content at each stage needs to pass a brain filter, or what we might see as a gatekeeper. When information is received, either auditory, visual, sensory, the first place it reaches is the RAS, reticular activating system. Its job is really to find out if there has been some change in circumstance. If we think back to millions of years ago, it's really the survival mechanism. If there was a change in anything in the environment, that possibly meant danger. Maybe we were going to be eaten. So therefore, some action had to be taken. If there was no change, carry on as normal. But its function remains the same. If, for instance, you're doing a presentation or in a meeting and you're just talking and it's slide after slide after slide, then there's no change to the environment, no change to what's happening. We can ignore whatever is going on, which it does, and it discards your content. But if we then make a change, maybe we get people to make a note, maybe we involve them somewhere, maybe a partner discussion, something unusual, then we've got the attention. All the RAS does then is pass that on to the amygdala saying, there's been a change. Is this dangerous or is it interesting? Once it reaches the amygdala, if the amygdala sees this change as danger, then it moves it to the reactive brain, which is what we might see as fight, flight or freeze. And in this state, no learning will take place because we're looking at survival. So things like getting people to present themselves if they're not used to this is a danger. Anything that might embarrass people, anything that is actually dangerous, this is what will be acted upon and nothing else passes. But if the amygdala sees things as being safe, of benefit, and it relates to them, then it moves it on to the hippocampus. The hippocampus links with the prefrontal cortex, or what we call long-term memory. If it already sees something similar that has been stored in the brain, then it will pass the information on and link it to that content. So things like giving people some pre-reading beforehand or linking it to things that they already know. So if a product has been updated, you can relate to the previous product and just link the new information to that. It looks at, for instance, if we get people to practice and we do some error corrections, then that gets passed on. If it's seen as important, and important means it gets used. If it gets used, so if we, in training, for instance, or in a presentation, get people to use the content over and over, then that's seen as important and that's passed and saved. So although we don't need to be neuroscience or cognitive scientists, if we want our content to pass into long-term memory, it's vital that we know the process and vital that we know how to pass those gatekeepers.